think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home, thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Welcome to part two of our interview with Tony Ramirez about a mother's curse.
My mother was having occurrences still, though. You know, she was seeing stuff. This wasn't in the story, but my mother was actually still seeing stuff in the house. She wasn't physically touched. She actually had the priest come over to bless the home. The priest told her that he felt that there was something in the house. He recommended that my mother, get a thorough cleansing. We weren't baptized at that time, so, Catholic religion, he wanted us to be baptized. But she continued, when she went places as well, she continued seeing stuff, shadows, people's faces, not being there. She says she saw, what looked like demon faces. It just was a constant haunting, in a glass, she would see someone standing behind her. There were several things that actually, saw continue to happen. And after, talking with the priest, and she went to Burandera's, which is a medicine doctor in Spanish. They actually performed what they did was it's a cleansing, to where they actually they get an egg, they rub it over your body, they say their healing words. And this for people that have not so much been cursed. At that point, she didn't know that she was cursed. It's more of like a people that have fear, that are sick, that have fever. That's kind of like a medicine doctor cleansing. And when they crack the egg open afterwards, the egg is supposed to absorb all of the negative energy and all the sickness and the fever, Mm-hmm. And when they cracked the egg, it was black. It was completely black inside. And she said that that the Burandera medicine doctor had actually told her that he felt that she was cursed, and that she needed to find out who it was, and needed to have them remove it. because he was unable to do so. It had to be removed by the person that actually put it on, you know, put it on him. You know, they had to remove it themselves. So that's when she had found out that, okay, this, you know, this curse had happened. And she pinpointed back to Loopy, which was Juan's mother, actually pinned it to her. So she had went over to her home and asked her and, you know, said, you know,
okay, let me back up. Before she went over to go ask her, she called me up. And I spoke with her several times on the phone, you know, during the course of the summer. And she would ask me little questions here and there. What about this? What about that? But she was really specific. After she went to the Burundera, she asked me, she says, was there any, you know, have you, when you were with them at any time, did you ever hear, you know, brujeria or like bruja, which is a Mexican witch? And it reminded me of one time when I was in Mexico with Juan and his cousins. They had a family business, and the family business, they actually had these little seashells that they would glue together with hot glue, and they would make this like a throne and like a little, you know, seashell person sitting on there, and, you know, little guys playing, you know, the violin, or guys playing the, you know, the guitar. And they were selling at the border, you know, for money.
Sure.
It was the grandmother's business. And I remember one time I was there, we were, you know, walking around hanging out, and one of the girls dropped one of the little statues she was working on, and all the little kids started teasing her, you know, telling her in Spanish, you know, the bruja's going to get you, you're going to be cursed, the bruja's going to get you. And they're saying this in Spanish, like over and over and over. And I asked Juan, I said, what are they saying? You know? And, you know, he's like, they're just teasing her, you know, because she dropped the thing. Well, they were teasing her so much that the grandmother came out, you know, the grandmother in question that I saw at the party, she actually came out, and she had a little stick, and she's, you know, smacking the kids, and she's like, leave her alone, come on, you know, and she's doing all this in Spanish. She's saying like, leave her alone, you know, come on, mija, you know, come on, you know, here, don't listen to them, you're fine, don't, you know, and she's walking away. Well, one of the little kids kept on, you know, he kept on teasing, and I mean, the grandmother turned and gave him a look, I mean, that stopped time. I mean, I remember looking at him, and it just shut him up. It just stopped him in his track, and he just like, oh shit, like I went too far.
Yeah.
You know, and she turned and she just grabbed a little girl, went inside, and I, you know, asked Juan again, well, what was that all about? He goes, nah, she just got mad because they were teasing her, you know. So hearing them chanting, you know, the bruja, the bruja, the bruja, I told my mom that story, and she, I mean, the phone went silent. I mean, she just, I mean, I could hear her sobbing, I could hear her crying, and she's like, okay. She said, put your aunt on the phone. So she spoke with her, and that night they were talking. And they actually, they spoke Spanish. Now, I learned enough Spanish from Juan and his family at that point to understand what they were saying. And I heard them say that, well, you know, my mom was basically cursed.
Mm-hmm.
And that she thought that Juan's mother was the one that placed the curse. So she was going to speak to her about it. That was kind of what I got from the conversation. So she had went to her, she spoke with her, and she knocked on the door. She told me this afterwards, of course. She knocked on the door, and she's like, you know, I want to apologize, you know, I apologize for what happened, you know, I'm very sorry. And she's like, why are you apologizing now? You know, why, you know, Lupe tells her, why are you apologizing now? Why all of a sudden are you apologizing to me? And she goes, well, you know, I'm scared. You know, things have been happening, and she started telling her the things, and she goes, and you know, I fear for myself, and I fear for Tony. And she said, why would you fear for Tony? Why? I haven't seen him. Why would you fear for him? She said, I sent him away. I sent him to go stay with family because he had saw these things, and, you know, these are things that have happened, and he's seen it, and it appears to be, you know, attacking or showing this out to him, whatever is haunting, it's haunting us. There's something in the house that's haunting us. There's something that's happening to my family. And she told her to come in. You know, she sat her down at her kitchen table and told her, you know, what my mom told me later, like very, very, very sadly, with almost tears in her eyes. She's like, it was never supposed to happen. Nothing was never supposed to happen to him. It was meant for you. And my mother's like, what do you mean? She goes, well, that plate of food I took you, you know, what I did, it was meant to teach you a lesson. It was meant to, you know, basically what her grandmother had told her was it was just a, kind of a slap in the face. It was supposed to get her sick, give her diarrhea, you know, give her, you know, stomach cramps and stuff like that. But that it was never meant to harm anybody, myself included, or anybody else in the household, you know, and that she didn't know what was happening. And her grandmother and her cousins that live in Mexico were the ones that were actually, you know, they were studying the brujería. They were the witches, the, you know, the Mexican witches. So, you know, Lupi living in the States over here really never was really too involved. So she knew not too much about it, just enough to where she had to prepare the food, give it to me. I mean, give it to my mom and then, you know, let her get sick over it.
Yeah.
So she said, go home. I'm going to speak with family and I'm going to fix this. So she goes, my mom goes home and she's, you know, at home and the door, you know, Lupi knocks on the door and, you know, she asks her to come in. She goes, no, I cannot enter your home. This is what you need to do. Make me a plate of food and return it on the plate that I gave it to you. Make the food with your own hands. She says, do not have anybody else involved, and return it to me. And she says, once I eat that food, she says, it should rectify, everything should go away, it should relieve it, because you're returning the plate that I gave it to you on. And I had heard that, you know, from time to time, and I still hear it. If somebody gives you something, you know, like the American version of that is, you know, if someone gives you a knife, you give them back to it closed. You know, you don't hand them back to it open because it's bad luck, vice versa, whatever. And so I had heard that before. And so my mother said, okay, it sounds feasible. So she did it, returned the plate to her. And that night, my mom said that she felt better. She felt, you know, like things were getting better. You know, the house felt lighter. You know, things were great.
Yeah.
And later we found out that if you look at a pie and you take pieces of the pie, that just only took you know, a small portion of the pie away. There was many other things that were still attached, that were still going to be there with us. There was a time, and things were happening to me also. I'll kind of jump ahead to me being at my Aunt Rachel's during the summer. There was a time that, and I didn't know it until later, that I was still being haunted away from the house, and it was kind of attached to me also. There was my cousin. They were having like a little get-together, and my cousin was standing in the garage, and I walked out. I didn't know that she did not have a friend there at that time. But there was a lady, a younger girl, probably about 18, dressed regular, was there standing next to her. I had a conversation with this girl, maybe two or three words, you know, hi, and she smiled back. And I said, do you want to play tag? I was 9 years old. And she nodded, and I ran. When I ran, my cousin standing there, she's looking at me because she's talking with her other friends. She's like, what is Tony doing? I seen that look on her face. So I turned around. This girl's running behind me, waving her arms. Now, her face completely changed. She looked evil. Her hair was long. What I thought that I saw on the actual roof was chasing me. Well, I got so scared, I fell in the grass. When I fell in the grass, my cousin came to get me. And I said, tell her to stop. Tell her to stop. You know, like, just there's enough. And she looked and said, who? Who? Tell who to stop. And when she went to go grab my hand, she grabbed my hand and my arm to lift me up. And she backed up and she let go. And she goes, oh, she says, what was that? And I said, what was what? She goes, I got electrocuted. I got shocked. And I was like, you got shocked? She said, yeah, I got shocked when I touched her hand. She said, I felt like I was electrocuted. And I was like, wow, okay. You know, I blew it off, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I was laying in bed, which was the couch that I was sleeping on. And I was lying on the couch. And that same night, I felt something really heavy on my chest. You know, you could call it, what do they call it? Sleep paralysis.
Sleep paralysis.
Or you can call it, something sitting on me. I felt like I was suffocating that night as well. And those are the two things that actually happened. Of course, I woke up, I caught my breath, and, I stood up for the better part of the night that night. But those are things that were still happening to me when I was away from the house. I'm sorry, I'm kind of bouncing back and forth, because there was a lot of things that I left out of the story that I turned into. But so I came back home. After that, it was pretty much the end of the summer. I was getting ready to go back to school. I came back home and, my mom said, it's okay. Everything's fine. Let's there's nothing in the house anymore. Everything's okay. She says, you do you want to go see Juan? And I was like, oh, yeah, I haven't seen him all summer. Yeah, of course I want to go see him. I would love to. So I went over to the house and I knocked on the door and, his mom opened up the door and she was like, hi, my little gringo, I haven't seen you. How have you been? And I was like, oh, I've been great. Is Juan home? And I could see her staring at me. She's looking at my chest. Well, over the summer, I had developed this this wart, this like really ugly black wart, like over my heart, on my chest, on my upper chest, on my left side. And now I had it there and I had picked it and it was, big, ugly black wart. And I just saw, okay, you get warts, yeah. And I had a mustard shirt on. So she was able to see it. It was summer. It was hot. And she's looking at it and she says, where did you get that from? And I said, oh, I don't know. It just over the summer, it just grew. It's ugly. I know, she's like, okay, Juan's not feeling good. You need to go home. You need to go home. You need to go, go to the house. If he's feeling better later on, you can play with him, but go home right now. I was like, okay. So I went home and my mom got a phone call and, she rushed me over to the doctor, to the clinic where she had her removed. Well, the conversation that she had with Loopy was that children, a lot of times that are involved in curses or that have, that have been either cursed or, possessed or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever you call it, they'll develop warts. And she felt that wart was a result of the part of the curse or the portion of the curse that I had actually taken on. And she told her to have it removed immediately until I had it removed that it would be there and it would follow me, mm-hmm. So my mom had it taken off, she had it removed, I still have the scar today from it, and it's kind of a reminder of everything that, that's happened. Once I had it removed, we went back, to our normal lives and things. I would see stuff out of the side of my eye. I would feel uneasy, but there wasn't those attacks and there wasn't that, really visual, seeing stuff, or my mother wasn't being attacked anymore. I didn't see, any doppelgangers, if you want to call them that. I didn't see none of that stuff anymore. It was just kind of a slight hint of it, like a slight hint of a smell of it left. Juan's father actually was burned a couple of months later in a work accident, very, very severely burned, where he almost died. I mean, there was maybe 80% of his body was burned, his face, his ears, his hair. He was never able to grow hair back. And I remember Loopy talking with my mom and telling her that she felt that it was her fault. She felt that her husband was a result of the curse. Whenever you place a curse on somebody, you get it back. You know, it's kind of like, okay, you can curse somebody, but you're going to get paid back for it one way or another, either by death in a family, something happening to you, to a family member. So she felt that the curse was still there, while his mother, which is her grandmother, well, Juan's grandmother, had passed away that same month. Mm-hmm. So she felt later on, before she moved, because she moved a couple of years later, she felt that if we would have been able to go to Mexico to sit down with her and actually have her properly remove, you know, the demons, the entities, whatever they were attached to us, that we would have been able to, you know, just completely clear it from us, 100%, but that there always be sort of a residual effect left over from it. And even till today, I mean, you know, I don't see what I would say, you know, apparitions, or I wouldn't see, you know, doppelgangers, mm-hmm. but I always get that uneasiness knowing that there's kind of something there. I always get that, you know, I can't be in a room without the, you know, without the door being closed, being able to see into the next room. You know, I tuck my feet under the covers. I'm a 49-year-old guy. I mean, what 49-year-old guy, you know, still kind of has that little bit of a scare. You know, it's kind of, the only way that I can kind of explain it is kind of like post-traumatic syndrome.
Sure.
You know, you go to the war and you have this, you know, this traumatic thing that happens to you, and you always have that kind of feeling, you know, door slams, you kind of, you know, look and stuff. But mine has always been seeing stuff or hearing things that ain't there or hearing the mumble, you know. I remember we went on a camping trip to Fort Parker here in Texas, where I live, and we passed by a cemetery. Well, you had to actually drive kind of through the cemetery to kind of get to the park. And when we drove into the cemetery, I got this really loud buzz. This kind of like a bzzz, you know, but mm-hmm. with slight hints of mumbles in the background. And I looked, you know, I had my wife and kids in the car, and I looked at my wife and I said, "Do you hear that?" And, you know, she's like, "No, I don't know. I didn't hear nothing." I said, "Listen." And I lowered the radio and turned off, you know, the air. It was summer. And I'm like, "Listen to that." It was like a numbing hum with mumbles in the background. And as soon as we drove through, it went away. Well, we had to drive back out the same way that we came in a week later. And I heard the same thing, you know. And I hadn't experienced that before mm-hmm. at different cemeteries. I've gone to different funerals and, you know, laid people to rest in my family, and even my mother when we laid her to rest. And I never heard that before. And that was strange that activity or that one cemetery gave me that. And so there's things like that have happened throughout, you know, the course of my life up to this point, you know, till today.
That wraps up part two of our interview with Tony Ramirez about a mother's curse. Shocking story. Thank you, Tony, for joining us on the program today. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not.
The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.